It helps.
The countdown is always nice.
It lets me know when to start talking.
It does.
And that's when the five pops up.
Yeah. It didn't do it last week for some reason. And the whole start of the podcast was weird.
Dude, I listened to a we are recording. I listened to a podcast this week and they use Riverside. And they were talking about how great it is, but it's like one of the most temperamental programs you can use because, you remember when we had that issue a couple weeks back where I was, my headphones came unplugged and I couldn't figure out how to get back in. Yeah. Literally, I would have to leave the chat or leave the conversation, follow the link all the way back in.
Yeah, that's frustrating.
And so that's the only way to get back with your with your full audio and stuff like that. It's very frustrating, very annoying. But at least now I know if it happens to one of us again,
yeah,
go all the way out, come all the way back in. I like Riverside. I think by far the best the internet.
Yeah, it's tedious, but it's way better than Skype, I appreciate it.
Way better than Skype. We'll be able to use a lot more of it during football season because we're going to be using some video aspects of it once that's started. I'm excited about that. So that'll be fun.
So with that, we'll start the podcast. Welcome to the Big Ten Rich Podcast. Seth's back this week. Kenny's going to join us later, hopefully. Didn't get a chance to really...
Y'all had a bunch of rain up there today, so I know that's what's holding him up.
Oh, that's what it is.
Okay. Yo, there's a wreck on the interstate, and I figured it's because of the weather. Y'all had some pretty heavy weather in Nashville. Yeah. I know in Charlotte we just had rain. Nothing fun.
It wasn't crazy. I think the news got crazy with it. I think it was more hey, this could be bad. It ended up not being bad, which was still good that they were, reporting things and telling people about the weather, but it was not that bad.
Right.
But with the, recent of the last few years, tornadoes coming through here and doing stuff, it's always good to have the extra cautious approach to it.
Oh yeah. I don't know, man. Especially with tornadoes now and me and you, everybody really seeing, we were there for three tornadoes. The one that hit East Nashville and the one that went through East Nashville and Donelson and Mount Juliet. Yeah. That's the one when COVID hit. And then there was one more after that, wasn't it?
Yeah. And then there's been one in December, this past December.
Okay. See, I wasn't there for that one.
Yeah. That one was kind of weird because it was very all over the place, but it did hit Madison pretty tough and it hit.
That's right. That's right.
Trailer park over there, kind of close to the Rivergate Lowe's area. Pretty tough and, killed someone. And it's been a, with tornadoes here in Middle Tennessee, it's been nerve wracking.
I mean,
the weather gets crazy.
If you think about it, honestly, up until that one hit East Nashville, what were we? Probably 12, 13?
Oh, yeah.
Until
that was a big
point,
one. That was a big tornado. It came through downtown and through. It seemed like it hit everywhere in Nashville because of I want to say it was like an F4, F5 tornado. It was a big-ass tornado.
Was that in the 90?
It was in the mid-90s.
Yeah.
95, 96.
Before that, though, do you remember tornadoes being that big of an issue in Nashville?
Not really, but I don't know. Even between now and then, I don't feel like it's been too crazy.
Yeah.
In the last 5 years, 4 years, it has.
Yeah. It's just wild. It's
I mean, we can put our conspiracy theory tinfoil hats on and talk about weather patterns and global warming or...
I don't have enough time.
Or the opposite of global warming.
I'll be honest with you. I really don't have that much time. I don't have that much brain capacity.
Well, we do have time to talk about because you weren't on the podcast last week, and so we didn't get a chance to really talk about our weekend 2 weekends ago. Incredible weekend to spend in Charlotte. So just kind of want to get your take on, everything. Me and Kenny broke down a lot of, obviously, where we ate at and what we did, but just wanted to get your perspective on everything and
I'll say this. I think we found the right time period. I think 4 days, 3 days.
Yeah. Yeah.
Perfect.
By and Sunday. Around the NCAA tournament is perfect too.
It's perfect because there's always something to do. I think we found a new hitch in Mario Kart. I am sad we didn't get to play left, right, center.
Yeah, I am too. I thought about it quite a bit when we were there.
So definitely the next time, I think when I come to Nashville, I'm going to bring it the next time I come to Nashville.
Yeah.
And so we'll sit down and we'll throw down. What else? Just cliff notes. Goodyear House was good. But like I said, it wasn't my favorite meal of the week either. And I've pretty much had everything I can have there. It is a good spot though. It is fun. I will say that. Anything else?
I had a really good beer there. I mean, the Sherman Grist was all right that I had. I mentioned that last week and we talked about it in person. The beer I had there was really good. It was a Triple C beer.
A lot of good beer this week. A lot of good hangs. A lot of just fun and random stuff.
I was super relaxed when we were at Goodyear, too, for other reasons.
Yeah.
I was in the chillest mode.
I knew you were chill when you came. What was it? It was like cloudy and you came outside with sunglasses on. And I was like, oh, Rich is in a good spot.
No, I'm not. I mean, even like today where, I mean, I like wearing sunglasses, man. I don't like squinting.
Oh, okay. My fault. Your sunglasses guy. Through and through. I'm glad y'all got to come see the house. That was cool. That's always.
Yeah. Y'all got a great setup. I like your house. Love the back deck that y'all have. And I'm sure you're going to enjoy it a lot here in the next few weeks when it gets better, the weather gets better.
All the way till fall. I'll be out there every Saturday just hanging out.
Where y'all live at in Charlotte too is like a really cool spot because it's like, it's nice and it's kind of close to everything. And it's, I don't know. It's just a really good spot.
We're not in the city, but we're in the city.
Yeah, it's a few minutes away.
Right. Like, I tell people where I live all the time here, and they're like, you live over there? I bet it. And I'm like, it's quiet. You don't hear anything. Like, we were the loudest ones in the neighborhood all week, and we weren't even that loud. Unless we were playing Mario Kart, then it got real.
Luckily, that wasn't on the back deck. It was inside. Because if it was on the back deck, yeah, we'd have been, there might have been some issues.
I think I've played it once since y'all left. Dude, I'm telling you, it took me 2 whole days to recover. Like, I took Monday off work. Oh. And I was like, I was done all day. Yeah. It was rough. And then I had to turn around. What's funny is I had to turn around Saturday, and I'm taking golf lessons. And I was like, if I don't stretch before I go to this golf lesson, I'm going to throw my back out. And so literally I just laid in the floor and stretched for 30 minutes just getting
and losing it up,
and I was fine. And I came home and I just started popping ibuprofen like it was going out of style. But no, it was a good weekend. It was a lot of fun. So.
Yeah. And, I think, it kind of triggered a few things for me. I've been watching Shogun and X-Men 97. Like,
dude, I need to do that. I'm glad you said that out loud. Because I've been slacking on that. And, like, seriously, you and Jessica get a hair and want to come to Charlotte, give me a call.
Yeah, Charlotte's just such a cool – it's like Atlanta, you know. It's kind of – well, it's not as close as Atlanta, but
yeah,
it's not a bad drive. Like, 6.5 hours isn't a bad drive.
I'll say the drive from Nashville to Charlotte can be tough, but this drive from Charlotte to Nashville isn't bad. It's weird, but it's not. Like, I can drive to Nashville. If we rented a car and drove to Nashville, I'd almost rather fly back to Charlotte for just that drive.
I think it's mainly because when you get through East Tennessee, trying to drive through the mountains there, and that's where it gets
traffic.
It gets kind of dicey through there.
Yeah.
But it's doable. I definitely want to, come check out some stuff. I want to definitely come and maybe even catch a game or something there, whether it be the Panthers or
are the Titans here?
The Hornets? No, I don't think so.
I know the Panthers were there because we talked about doing a group trip. Just didn't work out.
So that might be a while before they play the NFC South again.
Right. But yeah, no, let me know. Like I said, we got room.
Yeah. And
you'll get a real bed.
Man, that thing was comfortable though. The little
the trundle bed was.
Yeah, it was comfortable.
I've laid down on the top one. I haven't laid down on the bottom one yet, but like those are brand new mattresses.
And like Kenny,
I'll go ahead. No, you go ahead.
And Kenny left basically Saturday night to catch his flight, so I jumped in that bed and was like chilling.
Okay, good. Yeah,
but like, it was comfortable. Yeah,
I just wanted everybody to be comfortable. Mike was said he was fine on the couch, so I felt good about that.
It was pretty cold in there.
I tried to get Mike to come lay in bed with me, but he wouldn't do it.
It's so funny because Lindsay came in there Sunday and was just like, why is the thermostat on 60?
I keep a cold house.
I was like, yeah, it's been pretty chilly. I was like, but I haven't really been cold until like this morning.
And today.
I was like, because the weather was a little bit cooler on it Sunday than the previous day. So,
dude, it like drastically changed. It was so weird. It went from like rainy to sunny. It was like sunny all day Thursday. And then rainy, and then sunny, and then cold Sunday morning out of nowhere. Yeah.
And we did, me and Kenny did kind of apologize for our shitty podcast while we were there, because I didn't really think much about, like, I didn't felt like I was that drunk, but we have been drinking all day.
All day.
And you could just tell, like, just listening back to it, you can just tell we were all just kind of, like, dazed.
All drinking all day. I had lost so much money at that point.
Yeah, you're kind of like down a little bit.
I fought my way back because the Oakland A's are bad at baseball. But
yeah.
Oh, like I'm not even joking about that.
I think they're imploding on purpose a little bit.
They are. It's a lot of dirty stuff. That's a whole nother podcast.
Yeah,
what's going on there? It's crazy. But like, I was just like, I have to do this podcast. I don't know how I'm going to do this podcast, but
yeah,
I'm going to do this podcast.
And like the being a radio guy, I was like super hyped. Like this is going to be one of our best podcasts ever.
No.
And then we just completely like, I remember talking to, was I talking to Steven?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, man, I was trying to land the plane on this podcast the entire time, but everybody was just so was dazed rough. And we had, you know, echo going on with some tech issues, and it was just, yeah, it wasn't good. It was like, we probably should have done this Wednesday.
Probably. What's up, Kenny?
What up? We gave it a shot.
We're just talking about the amazing podcast we put out during the guys' trip.
The podcast that should have never been.
Yeah. Yeah, and so just doing a quick recap since he went on the podcast about the weekend, and then we're going to jump into some NFL talk with some recent trades and a few other things. Yeah. But
I guess, do you have anything, you got a chair you want to put on top of the guys' weekend, or have you said it all, Kenny?
I think we've said it all, man.
Okay, cool. Let's get into some AFC South trade talks.
Oh.
Kenny, you're a little low, by the way.
Oh, far away.
Okay. Cool. That'll explain it. I just want to let you know. So we'll start from what happened 2 weeks ago or a week ago, somewhere around there.
I think it was like Saturday before last.
The Titans traded for the Kansas City Chiefs cornerback, Snead.
With Jerry Snead.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll say this because I don't really know where to put him, but he's one of the top five cornerbacks in the league.
Yeah,
and
that's fair.
Was a very vocal leader on that defense.
Very aggressive. And with their new defensive coordinator, he was the Ravens' secondary coach and assistant defensive coordinator. And his style of play just makes a lot of sense. You know, now the Titans have three really good corner, well, two really good corners and one that's young, that's pretty good, a good safety. And I think they're looking to sign another veteran safety. There's quite a few still out there. Kind of interesting. There's some solid guys that are on the back end of their career, but were like Pro Bowlers the last, you know, five seasons or whatever, like Justin Simmons and a few others, but trading for him was something I thought they were working on, and they actually were, and then it just something fell flat, and then the Colts seemed to jump into the mix there, and then that didn't work out, and then, you know, like a week later, the Titans get it done, sending a third-round pick next year for it and swapping sevens this year and then signed him to a big deal. So, I mean, pretty solid trade in my opinion.
Right. And it's one of those Andy Reid trades where that third pick's going to end up being an offensive lineman that plays for 27 years.
Yeah. And it's I think they knew that they had some young corners that are upcoming that they could afford to trade Snead and have somebody step right in. When you draft good, that's what happens. And when you don't have the money to pay a star player, but you know you got somebody right there that can step up, then, you know, that's how you do it.
Right. I don't disagree. It definitely makes that defense better.
Oh, 100%.
It's,
I mean,
but the thing like that is when you put a player in like that, and you see how, I don't want to say the Chiefs were so eager to trade him. The Chiefs were eager to trade him because of his contract situation.
Yeah, they knew they couldn't pay him a big contract because they didn't have the money.
You just worry about fit. You know, like, was he a product of that defense? And that happens a lot with cornerbacks, but this wasn't his first good season either.
Yeah, he's been pretty consistently good. He's gotten better each year, at least.
Yeah.
I think people were a little concerned about him having some wear and tear, and there was, you know, maybe an issue last year with his knee, but according to them, everything seems to be fine.
Mm-hmm.
But I think as far as fit goes, I think you have it's a probably even better fit because of, you know, who the defensive coordinator is. And like I mentioned a minute ago, with his style of aggressive, physical secondaries, I mean, he fits right in there.
Okay.
One thing that was interesting that I heard Rand Carthon, the Titans GM, talk about this week was how much that him and the other corner they signed that was with the Bengals last year, how much that them as corners are physical at the line and set the edge and helps defensive lineman players, especially in the run game with jamming up receivers and clogging up the line of scrimmage, of how much those two corners affect that. And that was kind of interesting to hear that and something to pay attention to.
Y'all signed Eli Apple?
I think he's a free agent, to be honest.
That's not surprising.
I think we've signed a way better version of Eli Apple times two.
What was that, Kenny?
I said, I think they could use him.
They definitely could use Eli Apple.
I mean, they need a safety. I don't know if...
what if he...
They want to move him there.
He's this the most unsafe safety in the league.
What if, like, someone puts him at safety and he becomes, like, the greatest safety to ever play football?
I honestly haven't. I mean, he might.
He's terrible. He is bad.
I don't feel like he's built to be that, though. I think he's more of a smaller, like, thinner corner.
What's crazy is, y'all remember when he played for New York?
Yeah.
His mom essentially got him traded out of New York.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I remember that.
That there alone would have me not want him on my football
Apple
team.
Apple don't far from the tree.
Then he wouldn't get her ass a Super Bowl ticket when he got there.
So. He did win a Super Bowl, didn't he?
No. He went to the Super Bowl.
Oh,
he went with the Bengals.
With the Bengals. And wouldn't get his mama a ticket.
But didn't he play? Who did he play for last year?
He's played for a bunch of teams.
He might have been to another one. Who knows? He's been on like 25 teams. It seems like.
Yeah. I don't think he played for the Bengals last year. I'm not sure if he was still on the Giants or not.
No, he started with the Giants, right?
Yeah. Then went to the Saints.
It might have been with Miami.
That's who he's with, Miami.
Miami.
Yep, Miami.
So
he played with them last year. Cincinnati 2 years. Carolina for a year. Saints, Giants, Saints.
He's so bad.
Giants.
So that's what I was thinking. Maybe he would go with the Dolphins. He would go to the Super Bowl, but he didn't. He's just in the playoffs.
I think he got hurt, and I don't even know if he played in the playoffs.
Yeah, fuck him.
Well, good thing the Titans have Snead, because what the Houston Texans did today is really going to cause problems. Even though
they've been causing problems all offseason.
Just when you thought you were on a come up.
Even though
yeah.
I don't particularly like the move, because now everybody's going to be like, oh, Stephon Diggs, game changer, adds an extra level. You are doing things with the wide receivers that you have. You have a good wide receiver room. You had guys stepping up to make big plays when you needed them to. Why add that to it?
Yeah, could they have spent that money somewhere else? Was it just the opportunity? Because, I mean, was it a second round pick next year?
Yeah.
I guess that's not terrible.
And it was a second round pick that they got from another team, because they have so many picks through
Minnesota.
Deshaun Watson trade still.
Right.
I think it's through Minnesota.
Who'd they trade with Minnesota?
I don't know, but I'm pretty sure that second round pick
is from Minnesota. It's from Minnesota. I'm just trying to figure out how they got a pick from Minnesota. But
I don't know, it's not relevant. I don't know. I mean, him for a second round pick, even in this point in his career, is not bad. But I mean, you got to pay him though.
He's still making good money from the Bills. I think he still got 2 years on his deal from the Bills him. And the Bills just couldn't afford him anymore. And I'm currently in a Facebook argument with a Bills fan right now about the Bills' run is over because money caught up to him. And
it's just not,
them
it's,
trading digs today I, is
– It's not
I'll say this.
Me.
One of the – we pump your brakes on the Bills' run is over because one of the hardest positions to get is quarterback.
They get now, that. I mean,
right,
100%. But all their stars besides him, gone.
But you can reload.
You could, but it's going to take 2 years.
2 years.
What
and Josh Allen's still going to be fairly young.
Yeah.
And if they actually build through the draft, I think they'll be fine. Because Miami's about to be...
Miami's taking that division.
Oh, this over. Year, for sure. For sure. But Miami's about to be in the same trouble Buffalo's in.
Yeah. That's what, you know, people try to call the salary cap a myth. And, you know, you have these 3 or 4 year windows and it catches up. That's why the Texans are doing this right now. Why they don't have to pay C.J. Stroud this $50 million a year.
They don't have to pay C.J. Stroud. They don't have to pay Tank. They don't have to pay any of their wide receivers right now.
So they're spending on the window that they have. And that's smart.
I mean, you got to capitalize on it. I mean, that's how all the teams are doing it now.
I hate it for the Titans, but man, they're going in and they're doing it right.
I'll say with the Bills, like, let's just pump our brakes on saying their run's over.
I'm saying their current run. I'm not saying they're not going to be good, and you know they're going to have to reload because they do have a really good quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And they got some solid players, but like a lot of the players that they had in this run are gone now because they couldn't afford them. They became free agents, or they had to trade them because they had over like $42 million over the cap.
Oh, I agree.
And so they had to get all the way down. They're now $4 million under the cap, and so trading Diggs today was so they can sign a rookie draft class.
I believe we'll see that because. They're in a situation, if they don't make any smart moves, they're SOL. They have to be very strategic and very smart with their next moves because it's going to set up the next 5 years.
Yeah, and I mean, the Jets, who knows? They're getting Aaron Rodgers back. They have some young pieces there, too.
I don't know, man.
I still think it's Miami's division, but I'm saying is they're not going to make it easy on the Bills.
The Jets, I don't know. That's a podcast on its own. The Jets are weird. But to bring
the Patriots
back,
are going to probably get a quarterback. So
yeah, we'll wait. TDB.
They're going to be a little bit longer, probably rebuilding than
the Bills, you know, for sure.
Yeah.
Going back to the AFC South division specifically.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Stephon Diggs is such a he's a good talent. He's a good wide receiver, but we've seen in how many places has he been? Minnesota and Buffalo.
That's it.
If he's not getting the ball, he's not happy.
I mean, he is very diva-ish, but he's still a top 10 wide receiver in the league.
Right. I agree.
Maybe even top 5.
But those guys that you had weren't fighting over the ball.
Yeah, I mean, so that's, Buffalo didn't have anybody else contending. I mean, they kind of had some player. Yeah, and he's gone too.
Yeah, but like
it does make you wonder what it's going to do to the synergy of the team, like locker room wise and stuff like that.
Yeah, because they had such a young core, and now they're adding all these veterans, which for the most part have been pretty seasoned veterans that, you know, probably going to add to the team.
Team first guys. And when Stephon Diggs, I mean, don't get me wrong, those first couple seasons in Buffalo, he was team, and then these last couple years, he's been like,
Me.
Y'all aren't throwing me the football. And Josh Allen's like, because I don't have time.
And I think that's more of that window is closing for that team or the Super Bowl run that they, with that group. Right. Not saying they can't do it in 2 years. I'm saying with that group, with him, Gabe Davis, well, they got a young running back that's still there, Cook, that was the Georgia guy. But I mean, and they've lost some pieces there. They've lost a ton of pieces on defense because they couldn't pay them. So
I will say this right now. My favorite to win the AFC South. I put a wager on the Titans.
You did?
Oh yeah.
It's gonna be interesting because the Titans done enough, you know, if they can get, you know, some luck and win a couple of close games, they could be right there behind the Texans. I don't know what the Jaguars, I mean, they didn't really do a ton. I just don't know how much you want to believe in Trevor Lawrence. It just seemed like they had a good start and then faded all the way out. The Colts got a good team, young team.
They're young though. I don't think they're ready for it.
They almost won the division, but they had, you know, they have Anthony Richardson.
Yeah, he's coming back.
Still, you know, he got hurt. He was starting to kind of play well and then got hurt.
The jury's still out on him.
Yeah. But, you know, they lost some pieces and stuff too. So, and their owner is borderline Jerry Jones Jr. I don't know. I think it's Texans, Titans, Colts, and Jaguars now.
I think the Titans, and I think the signing, and I did it before they signed Snead, just because the value was there. That division's so close. Anyways, worst case scenario, they're in second place with a chance to tie. Three or four games left, I can cash out, you know? With the situation now as it is, to a degree, you've got to have Stephon Diggs play nice. If you get nice Stephon Diggs, they're going to be a problem.
Well, they're going to be also a say problem. Historically, if we're talking Titans versus Texans, historically, LeJarius Sneed has done really well against Stephon Diggs.
Yes. That's not the problem, though. You got two other guys.
I am more scared of the Houston Texans defense.
Yeah, they're good too.
That they have now, and that the Titans still need a left tackle, and they'll probably get one in the draft. And, you know, having a rookie and a second year guy on your left side against that team is nerve wracking.
What day is the draft?
It's Thursday, April 25th, I think. Yes.
Okay. I might not be. I don't think I'm on my cruise then. Okay. We need to figure out when to
do our 25th through the 27th
draft video. We can do that later. So I did pick them to win the South. I thought it was good value, and especially now with what I think the Texans are in a situation where they're doing too much.
I don't know. I mean,
I think there is a case of, like, you need to leave some of it alone and let it grow.
Kind of like the Jets. Should have left Aaron Rodgers alone.
Yeah, I don't know. The Jets are weird.
Think about if they would have drafted, instead of doing that with Aaron Rodgers and having money to spend, and drafted somebody like a Will Levis in the first round last year.
Well, we'll find out about Will Levis this year.
Yeah, this is going to be a huge year to figure out about him. But at least he has two really good receivers, and and their third receiver is a first round pick who you're still waiting to see what you got with.
Well, he's just got to stay healthy for a whole season.
Yeah,
Kenny, do you have thoughts?
Thoughts. I don't know, man. I think the Titans have a fair shot, but I still the Texans have just done so much, and compared, they were ahead of schedule last. That's the problem. Is like, as a team with the moves they made, they were already ahead of schedule last year.
Yeah,
that's the worrisome part. Is like, there's a lot of catching up to do. Like, we kind of are. Like, that's the thing. Is like, the Texans is like, kind of know what you got, and you're adding pieces to something that was already starting to look good. And the Titans are in a completely different situation. Like, you like the moves that they've made. Like, they've made a lot of moves, and you like the way they look, but you don't know what it looks like on paper yet, because it's so many and it's so many new pieces, good pieces, but they haven't played together, so you really don't know what it's going to look like. Like, you saw some glimpses of some of the things that the Titans could do, but like, it's just so different with the Titans.
I still think they're a season away for really competing.
Yeah, they could be, because I mean, they still have, even through what they've done in free agency and what they're probably going to do in the draft, like, they're still going to have some deficiencies.
Yeah,
that they need to address. So you're right; it could take another round of free agency or another draft class to.
That's what I think.
Really solidify, and it, you know, because the offensive line, like you said, like, they need some tenure on the offensive line, and they might still need some pieces. So,
yeah, I'm hoping that this year they'll draft a really good left tackle, and then you have your center, left guard, and left tackle set, hopefully for the next 5 years. Then you got to just figure out the right side.
So, what happens if more quarterbacks come off the map before than expected? And something else is on the board outside of that.
I mean,
what do you want?
There's two scenarios.
Go offensive line anyways, or do you take one of those guys?
It depends on if Marvin Harrison Jr. is there. I'm taking him all day, every day. No questions.
He's one of those rare talents.
Questions. Yeah. Malik Nabers is a close second. He might actually be there. That's so intriguing and such a upside prospect that makes you want to say, yeah, let me take him. But I think it's Joe Alt or trading back.
Let me ask you this, because this is one of the rare drafts where you'll say it's a quarterback heavy draft, but it's really four or five guys, right?
Yeah.
For the most part, yeah.
And then one wide receiver who's upper tier. This is a dude heavy draft.
Yeah.
Meaning it's a lot of everything.
Yeah.
The second position in this draft, personally, I think that if you need it, you'll be able to find it, is defensive end, edge rusher, outside linebacker. If you play a 3-4 and you need to rush the quarterback from the outside, I think you'll be able to find somebody in this draft.
Well, that's what's going to be so good about somebody that's in that mid-teens that gets like a Dallas Turner or somebody.
Mm-hmm.
That's just like you're one of the top pass rushers that probably should have been a top 10 pick, but since there's like five quarterbacks that may go in before that, that they got lucky that he got to them.
Mm-hmm.
Or any of the, I mean, corners too. There's a there's a so much depth in corners, receivers, offensive linemen.
You could. This is the draft.
Defensive linemen.
You want a lot of draft picks in this draft.
Yeah, and the Titans, they have they have eight, but most of them are late. They got like 3 7th rounders.
I think we have the normal amount. Nothing special.
Yeah. So where's Tampa picking? Gotta be in like the,
because we won
20s,
one.
Right?
Yeah, it's got to be in the late 20s too, because we won a playoff game.
But y'all need some offensive linemen still, right?
Yeah, bad.
You've had two retire recently.
But the problem is,
ooh, I know
they're talking about taking an edge rusher because that's pretty much what. Best available. We're at 26. That's what I thought. 26. They're thinking that's going to be the best available player.
Yeah, you just kind of have to take who's there at that point.
At 20, which I wouldn't be mad.
But if a Powers Johnson is there, you take him all day.
Right.
Center guard.
We need a lot of help on our offensive line.
Yeah.
A lot.
I mean, you have a left tackle, though, at least.
We have a right guard.
You just need a center and a right tackle to help.
And a left guard.
Yeah.
So we need three fourths.
But there's plenty of those.
Line.
There's plenty of centers and right tackles, and especially right tackles. Jesus Christ, there's probably 10 in the first three rounds. Anyways.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, 7 is so intriguing because of the quarterbacks, especially if like there's teams like, you know, now even with the Bills maybe looking to move up, maybe they say, you know what, we want to go get Malik Nabers.
What if the Bills want to go get Marvin Harrison Jr.?
Or yeah. So I mean, there might be some action in that.
Like, I'm just thinking, like, he's one of those talents where, you know who I see trading out of the top five, sitting here just staring at it?
Arizona.
The Chargers.
Chargers, too.
Chargers, yeah. I think.
They don't need a quarterback. They don't need a left tackle, even though there's so many mocks saying they do.
They do need a wide receiver, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where did Keenan Allen go?
He went Chicago. To
right. Do you think the Saints will trade up at all, Kenny?
Boys suck.
What are y'all? What position do you think you're leaving going to draft?
I would say probably
O-line.
Like a tackle, guard, or somebody on defense. I think it just depends because we don't really have the best. I think we got like a decent first round, like 13, 14.
Yeah.
And then one second round, somewhere towards 50. But then I don't think we even have. I know we don't have a third. I don't think we have a fourth either. I think because I know there's one round, either the fifth or the sixth, where we have like a handful of picks for some like three or four in the later rounds. But like no third or fourth, which kind of sucks. So
looking at the teams that want to get in the top 10. Do you think the Saints would be in on a quarterback?
I don't think they will be yet. I think maybe once like we get towards the tail end of Derek Carr's contract, I think it might be another year or two before they try to draft somebody, honestly.
Well, I'm thinking about this, of who's in front of the Saints.
Hey,
is the Raiders, Broncos, Vikings.
Yes.
All probably interested in a quarterback.
Yeah.
Where do the Titans pick again?
7th.
PFF has them taking Brock Bowers.
Dice. Which is another.
He's
going to
be.
Pick, man.
Yeah. He's going to be around. I a part of me is like wants that chaos, but I'm like,
it's my team. I don't want that chaos.
No. I mean, it's just if there wasn't such a hole at left tackle, I'd be like, yes, yeah, let's take Brock Bowers.
It's one of those things, though. But like, imagine if the dude can put it together in the
I
NFL.
Think the Giants should take Brock Bowers.
Yeah,
the Giants are right at six, or the Chargers. I mean,
Chargers even. Yeah.
So I mean,
I like that.
Bears, Commanders are going, and Patriots are all taking quarterbacks. The Cardinals have a quarterback. They could trade out, or
but do they? I mean, are they really?
They did it last year
with Kyler Murray, though.
I mean,
it just doesn't
they owe
feel
him so.
But
much
why not
money?
Trade him beforehand?
Yeah,
before the draft.
His situation just doesn't feel good for some reason.
He can't. They can't. They can't trade him. They owe him so much money.
Yeah, they paid him pretty good. They maybe just stuck with him for a little while.
Hey guys, hey, Arizona fucked up. I don't know if y'all know that or not.
Yeah.
They could draft a
premier wide receiver. Like,
they probably will. They'll probably end up with Marvin Harrison.
Yeah.
The Chargers maybe take Malik Nabers. The Giants is where it gets interesting. What do the Giants do?
You know who I see doing something really stupid? I'm sorry to step on your Giants take, but some doing something very dumb. I see the Denver Broncos giving up a handful of draft picks to move into the top five.
They trade up to the Giants and take J.J. McCarthy?
Something dumb. Like, I'm talking three first-round picks. Like, something stupid.
Yeah.
Like, that organization right now just doesn't make sense. Well, Sean Payton...
Golly, they did
a weirdo.
The Russell Wilson trade is going to haunt them for such a long time.
It should, and that's not Sean Payton's fault. So,
are there any quarterbacks in this draft that we really think would be worth that?
I mean, everybody's talking big about J.J. McCarthy because he'd be the last. Him and Penix Jr. would be probably available at six or seven.
Let's be honest, Richard.
Do they have Penix? I thought I've seen Penix like in the low first round. I didn't think he was like that hot.
You have, but somebody could.
They could, yeah.
I'll say this. I want to get him now.
That's the thing now. If he dropped far enough to go to the Saints,
yeah,
then yes, I'm like, go for that. Where did I say the Saints were 14? If all the other quarterbacks went and Penix landed at 14, oh fuck yeah, dude, go for that.
Okay, if the Raiders don't take him. Because they're at 13.
Yeah.
That probably says a lot about Penix Jr.
But I'm saying you're right. And I forgot that what y'all just said was there's a lot of people ahead of us that need them, like directly.
Yeah.
Ahead
the Broncos, yeah. Raiders, Vikings are all ahead of you.
Yeah. The chance of that happening or not. Now, they could do something to move up a couple picks, but like, are those teams going to want to do that if they need a quarterback? Probably not. So,
no.
We're probably
like fine. They would have to trade, like the Saints would have to trade with almost the Jets in order to have a shot at a quarterback.
They would have to go for somebody who's not trying to draft a quarterback right now.
But
right.
Chicago, I'm sure Chicago is going to be shopping that 9 pick.
I think
if there's a quarterback on the.
I wouldn't doubt if Chicago's still shopping that number 1 pick, maybe to the Giants or. Or the Patriots, you know?
What's so crazy. Depending on what that's what you love about the draft, right? Depending on what the Cardinals and Chargers do, it really sets up, I mean, even the Giants, it really sets up what the Titans, Falcons, Bears could all afford to trade back if they really wanted to.
Yeah. There's so many possibilities. It's
if there's
things-
a quarterback there.
It's one of those things where it's like if you trade back with somebody else who needs a quarterback because they want that one guy.
Yeah.
And you can still land in the top where you can get one of the high quarterback prospects and get something else on top of it.
Yeah.
Like it could benefit you, but there's always that thing. You know, it's just one of those things like in the back of your mind, like I know a lot of these number one picks don't land. But
yeah.
do you want to be the team that passes on the guy that does? You know what I'm saying? So it's always going to be that.
I'm trying to see.
In the back of some of these teams' minds. So
I'm looking at Charles. Yeah, I'm looking at Charles Davis's mock draft because I like Charles Davis and I know that he knows.
He's pretty good. Yeah.
He's got the top three receivers going before the Titans.
Well, I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah, his makes sense, but it's like this is a case of nobody trades.
That's the thing.
I can see this playing out.
You just don't know what's going to happen. Like somebody could get squirrely, and then now everybody's
but
freaking
out
about
quarterbacks. Where does he have Brock Bowers going?
To the Jets at 10.
See, I can see that happening.
That makes sense.
There's only one problem is Aaron Rodgers doesn't like throwing to tight ends.
Yeah.
So, like, I can see the Jets doing that now.
Can you,
that makes
since you're
sense.
Such a Georgia guy, do you see him being more of a slot receiver, though?
I see him doing everything like what he did at Georgia. He did a little bit of everything. He's still young. Because
he's just
no major
big,
injuries.
But he can run and catch like a wide receiver.
Big, just strong guy. What's crazy is who's the tight end that the Steelers drafted? Washington. Is it Leon Washington?
Darnell Washington.
Darnell, thank you. He, like, people are like, Brock Bowers is big. Darnell Washington.
Darnell Washington is a giant.
Big.
He's 6'7", like 260.
And the Steelers use him as an extra offensive lineman.
Swing tackle.
When you're just like, you know, you can just have him stand in the back of the end zone and just throw a ball in the air. But that the thing is he played with him and he still didn't look little. So it's almost like if you put him in the slot, you can't hide him.
Yeah.
So it's almost like a waste in the slot if you play him as a slot receiver because he's athletic. And I think a guy like him, I'm gonna argue against myself here right now, and I realize that saying it. A guy like him in the slot helps with the new tackle rule, where you can't hip drop tackle somebody. You put a linebacker on him; that linebacker's getting dusted. He's gonna have to tackle from behind. So if it looks like a hip drop tackle, guess what? 15 yards tacked on.
Yeah.
So there's some value in that. I'll be surprised if he goes top 10, just because I still think people are weird about taking tight ends in the first round. Some teams, I would love for him to drop to 26, but again, I don't think Baker throws to tight ends.
No way.
So yeah, there's not a shot in hell. But I guess worse, I'll be mad if he goes to the Jets because they're not going to use him like they should. If he goes to a team like the Titans, I think the Titans will use him like they should. I think the Falcons won't because they have a tight end that they don't use. The Chargers are interesting.
Yeah.
If they draft him.
Yeah. You know, looking at this Charles Davis mock draft, they have him taking Malik Neighbors. Cardinals at 4 taking Harrison and Malik Neighbors at 5. Let's Roman Dunze at 6 for the Giants and then Titans taking Joe Alt.
Which is a good pick.
That's my pick.
Yeah.
Is Joe Alt.
But I don't know.
He has the Saints taking Alu Fashanu, the Penn State tackle. That's probably the second best tackle.
Kenny, if you get that guy. It's not the sexy pick. It's not the fun pick. But if he is as advertised, he'll be around for a very, very long time.
Yeah, no, and I'm cool with that. But we haven't had a fun, sexy pick in how long? That's where I'm living.
Michael Thomas.
Yeah, when was that?
That was a long time ago.
Y'all got a wide receiver.
Michael Thomas was a. I don't think he was like a first round pick.
Was he not? I thought he was. My fault.
I think he was like a third round pick.
Y'all haven't had a fun first round pick in a while, have you?
They picked offensive and defensive linemen a lot the last decade.
Well, that's because they're running out.
And I think our positions too, our draft positions haven't been the greatest either because we've been like winning. Winning enough to get into the playoffs, but then being absolutely terrible when we get there.
So you're going to either love or hate who Charles Davis has mocked to the Bucks. Kool-Aid McKinstry.
I don't know, man.
He's a good corner.
He is, and we need corner help, but it's just... It's an Alabama player, and I have I have a weird thing about Alabama players transitioning to the NFL. Yeah. I don't think they do. And that's my stance on Alabama players in the NFL.
All right.
I don't think
Alabama players are like, they're either really good or they're just a bust.
Yeah. Yeah. They don't last a long time either.
And that's why I'm interested about Dallas Turner, who he's got mocked it to the Falcons at 8.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's good, but he's not as good as Anderson was.
I mean, I don't know. Like, another
the guy on the other side of the, I think, is going to be good. That might go like second round this year. I forgot his name. There's a lot of, I mean,
it really depends.
A lot of Alabama players in this draft.
On how the coaches use them. That's the other part of it. Like, who was the tight end that Tampa Bay had that was really good in college, but Tampa Bay never
used him? Oh, man, I thought he was going to be amazing. I know who you're talking about.
And when they threw to him, he was amazing, but they never threw to him.
Like, and he's bounced around. He's been to, like, two other teams, I think. I think he's with the Steelers.
He was. He's not anymore. I don't – after when they got Darnell Washington, I don't think he's there anymore. But yeah, like, again, I mean, he's behind Fairmouth, whatever his name is. He's not going to.
Baby Grant.
Fryermuth.
God, I hate that. Baby Grant name. Shut up, Richard.
Don't call
him. Kenny, while you were away, I did promise Richard a wrestling minute. So.
Oh, fantastic.
Let me get my clock out.
All right.
Because I'm about to rock out. All right, and go.
All right, well, it's WrestleMania weekend this weekend. And so I think if you don't have anything to watch this weekend, give it a try. I think this is going to be the best show, one of the best WrestleManias there ever been.
Oh,
it's their 40th. It's their 40th WrestleMania. It's in Philadelphia. So I think it's going to be really cool. Two nights, Saturday, Sunday night. Obviously The Rock has been part of this and is going to be main eventing, in it that, you know, always gets extra eyeballs because of who that is. And he's been doing an amazing job with it. But, I just think it's a really cool time for pro wrestling. And I think pro wrestling's back as far as just fun to watch. And this weekend will be a really good weekend to watch, even if you're just a casual or, haven't watched it in a while or just never watched it at all. So I will have some notes probably next week.
So just a quick comment. So like, I don't watch it, of course, but I have, you know, I've always followed The Rock and stuff. So I've seen a lot of his promotional stuff.
Ooh, his promos are, oh, they're so good.
And I don't know the context of the situation that he has going on, but it is good to see the Rock that like actually made me like
intrigued. He's Hollywood
with
Rock
him
right
as
now.
As a kid, like when he was an asshole.
Yeah.
He was funny. He was supposed to be a heel, but everybody liked him because they liked how much of an asshole he was. So he's just so good at it. You know, like the way he like talks shit to the crowd. He talks shit. Just his attitude and the shit that he comes up with, the stupid ass songs and stuff that he writes, like the shit, the thing, like it's funny, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, so it's cool to see him go back to that versus trying to be like everybody's hero kind of deal, because that can come off kind of
It works better right now. Yeah,
I feel like this is. I hate to say this, but it feels more natural for him. Well, I'm not saying he's an asshole in real life. I'm just saying it feels less artificial to me.
I think with the whole everybody's hero thing, he got too much of the movie head where he was like, I'm the ultimate hero. I don't get beat in fights. All this, like literally in contracts and movies, he can't lose in a fight. Like just stuff like that kind of got to his head. where I think what happened with the WWE when he came in to fight Roman Reigns and jump over, was it Cody Rhodes?
Yeah.
Jump over Cody Rhodes, and everybody kind of was like, fuck you, asshole. I think it was a humbling moment for him, which I think he needed in his career. And now he's found his pocket where he's the anti-hero. Yeah. They love how bad he is.
Yes.
I like it. I'm not going
to
lie.
It just all makes sense.
I still haven't watched any of it, but like I said, I watched the clips and I'm like, that's the good stuff right there.
Can you want to come over this weekend and watch WrestleMania?
Ah, man, we got
fire up the grill, drink some drinks.
We'll talk about it.
But no, I think that's what it is.
I'm lightly
intrigued. I think he had a humbling experience, which I think will be better for his career moving forward. And I think the WWE accidentally stepped in what they thought was shit, but come to find out it's
gold. And that's what's so good about WWE right now with Hunter, with Triple H and as the creative guy, because he just makes things make sense. Yeah, they kind of slated it, and I don't know if they've done this on purpose to see what kind of reaction they would get and either run with it or change it. And of course, you know, the reaction was, oh, they're pissed off, they want Cody Rhodes to, you know, go a main event, and then so they switched it. But I think it was a little humbling. And I mean, there's so many times that like a good guy can come back and before it gets stale. But for him to come back, and not only that, he's also a member of the board for TKO, who now owns WWE. So he can play this corporate, you know, villain role too. Mm-hmm. It just all makes so much sense, and he knows how to do it, and he's one of the best to do it. So,
right,
it's so much fun right now.
And I'll give the WWE some credit, where instead of going, because they almost did it, they almost forced what they wanted to do.
Yeah,
they almost forced it, but then they.
If it was Vince was still there and in charge, he would have.
But they took a step back and go, hey, what if we do this? And I'll say this, they got lucky that The Rock was on board to do it. Because if he wasn't on board to do it, they would have done the old Vince stuff, or we're just going to force this down your throat. We're going to tell you what you like.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't get into the promos and the cutting the stuff, but I will say it's got a new, this is a weird phrase, but it's got a new nostalgic feel to it.
Yeah. I know what you mean by that, because that's how I feel too.
Yeah.
And it's uncensored. Like, he's posting this stuff on his Twitter so he can say whatever the hell he wants.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been saying kind of stuff on, they've been letting some stuff slide on TV lately that I'm like, oh.
They
went TV 14.
Now more than
ever. I don't
know
if you noticed that or knew that or not, but they're now TV 14 instead of PG.
Watch out, Kenny. <That's>, hot Ashton's eyes.
They not everybody does it. I think they use the right people. Obviously, The Rock's the right person to kind of blur those lines. But
they need to go back to pushing the envelope of content. I think now is the right time to do that.
Wait till they get on Netflix. They can do whatever they want on Netflix.
True.
They're going to be on Netflix.
Yeah, Raw's on Netflix.
Yeah.
When?
In maybe a year.
Wow, yep. I did not know that.
Big deal.
No commercials. They can do whatever content they want, and they can be uncensored as much as they want.
That's I'm talking. Wild. They better bring ECW back.
Oh shit!
I'm joking. Well, I gotta go. I'm glad
we can
got to make
end it there.
Check us out on our socials, Big Tan Rich, across the board.
You
questions, comments, ideas, suggestions, email us at bigtanrich@gmail.com. Thank y'all for listening. Thank you for support. Love y'all. Smooches.
Smooches.
Oh.
Hey, Kenny.
Man, these...
I forgot, just real quick, Kenny. How does it feel to suck at Mario Kart?
What you talking about, man?